Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast. Here is Oksana, Tobias and Caroline. Just now you could enjoy our intro, which is also our discussion topic for today, music. We're wondering how music can manipulate our emotions, how it makes us feel based on different contexts. I think many listeners could recognize the music from the intro. You could hear it in the recent Netflix TV show, Wednesday, by Tim Burton, which is in turn a cover of the famous song by Rolling Stones, Painted Black. In the TV show, it sounds quite different from the original version. It's epic, mysterious, with some dark elements. It fits so well with the story in the first episode. The main character is no longer trying to run away from school. There is finally a mystery she can investigate. The characters shown in the scene are also full of secrets. Besides, music doesn't play in the background, but both the characters and the viewers can hear it. It becomes part of the narrative. Such music is called diegetic. In most movies, we can also see how music is performed. It can be a band playing on the instruments, or it can be so-called road movies where the characters travel by car and listen to music on the car stereo. In this scene, the audience sees Wednesday playing cello on the balcony, but most characters cannot see where the music comes from, but we realize they can hear it from their reactions. Some stop for a moment from what they were doing to enjoy the music. I also find it interesting that not all the characters shown in the scene can actually hear the music. We just see them doing something, but they do not react to music. So I assume that they can't hear it. Maybe their windows are closed or they are too far from that place. Personally, this scene made a great impression on me because of the way it sounds. I'm sure without music, it would have a different effect. What about you guys? What are your favorite songs? Is there something that impressed you recently?
Well, initially, I couldn't really think of anything at all. So I started doing some research first. I pretty much just Googled emotional film music to get some inspiration. A lot of people suggested Titanic, Gladiator, or Schindler's List as classic examples of emotional movie soundtracks. I listened to some of them and noticed some similarities, but nothing really stuck with me. I wanted to go with something that had actually left an emotional impact on me, not just follow the suggestion of some top 10 most emotional soundtracks list. So I thought, which show or movie had impacted me recently? Which soundtrack had left a lasting impression? Which is how I ended up with a song from the Netflix show Arcane. This show had left an impact on me, but more because of its visual style and the amazing storytelling. The music had made some scenes more emotional, I remembered, but it never really stood out to me enough to remember a single song from the top of my head. Only when I looked into some of the most emotional scenes again, did I recognize the music that was playing in the background. What really surprised me then was that the music was not quite what I had expected after listening to all of those other emotional soundtracks before. Most of them were orchestral pieces with lots of string instruments and a very slow pace, like this. The music that plays during one of the saddest moments in Arcane is very different from that. During one of those sad moments, we can hear some quiet strings in the background, but they slowly transition into this. Where is my home? I don't recognize the faces anymore. No. And later, this. Think it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Oh, it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
This song did not really fit my expectations for sad film music because it differed so much from the other soundtracks I had listened to. But still, it manages to convey sadness just as well as a more classical approach, such as the other soundtracks did. It seems as if we've become rather used to sad music being associated with slow string sections, but it's more of a convention than a necessity. Many soundtracks use string instruments to convey sadness, but there are other ways to achieve this, like we've seen here. What seems to be relevant, though, if we want to create sadness through music, is tempo and modality, which actually fits with something I read in an article on the topic. In it, it was argued that modality, tempo, and rhythm play an important part in how we emotionally perceive a piece of music. So in Arcane, the song evokes sadness partially through a slow tempo. But does that mean that a faster tempo evokes happiness or excitement? What do you guys think?
I'm not sure how strong the connection is between a soundtrack's tempo and whether it makes listeners feel happy or not. I mean, faster soundtracks can evoke negative feelings just as effectively as slower soundtracks can. One example I can think of is the soundtrack I often listen to when I have to work on a schedule and the deadline is close. It's from the game Mega Man X7, a game I used to play a lot when I was in high school. This track is from the first stage of the game. You can hear that the soundtrack's tempo is pretty fast, but happy is not how I'd describe what it feels like to me. Some of the synthetic elements sound threatening or sinister to me, while the music's fast tempo and the bass seem to urge me to keep going. Rather than happy, I think stressful might be a more accurate description of what this track feels like to me. So, in a way, the soundtrack does evoke some kind of excitement when I listen to it, just not in a positive sense. I think the tone of the music might play a more important role than tempo regarding how music affects us emotionally. One interesting example I can think of is a segment from a Japanese show called Tanaka-kun is Always Listless that I've watched a while ago. This song is supposed to be a nostalgic piece, where someone recounts their fond memories of their hometown. It starts off sounding bright and positive, but in the middle of the scene you can hear the tone of the piece changing because the pianist starts playing in minor keys. The singers then shift to minor keys as well to match the piano performance, making this originally happy sounding song sound dark and sad instead. The scene even concludes with the singers commenting in shock on how depressive the piece sounds because of them switching to minor scale. So I think I agree more with the modality aspect that you mentioned, Caroline, but that might be just because it makes sense to me on an anecdotal level.
You're right. A faster tempo does not necessarily mean it's a happy song. The song from Wednesday that Oksana mentioned earlier is also very fast-paced, but it feels rather stressful, especially in the first part of the piece, which is kind of similar to the first song you mentioned, Tobias. But if you compare the instrumental version to the original song, it actually does not feel that stressful anymore. Just as a reminder, this is the instrumental version. And this is the original. I see a red door and I want it. there's clearly a difference in tempo here, but I feel like the vocals also have an impact. They seem to accentuate the rhythm and fast pace of the song, which is obviously more evident here because the instrumental version doesn't have any vocals at all.
Coming back to the matter of tempo, I can fully agree with you, Caroline, that a slow tempo, in many cases, evokes a sense of sadness. I can't think of any joyful song with this kind of tempo. And Tobias' example of the song about the hometown clearly illustrates the difficulty of making a positive song based on a slow tempo. Meanwhile, fast tempos can represent a whole range of different emotions, from sadness to happiness. Tobias, you also mentioned another soundtrack and how it helps you to work when a deadline's coming up. I think it's interesting to know more about what kind of music help us in working or studying. Why some soundtracks help us concentrate and others don't? Should music evoke certain emotions such as stress, nervousness, to motivate us to work? However, this is a topic for another discussion. Now we thank you for listening to this podcast. We wish you a good day and let music bring you only positive vibes into your life. Bye bye.